All right, let's talk for just a couple of minutes, if we can. I'm just going to, because we're trying to finish by 8. So that's impossible, because it's already 8. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to mention what's in your notebook and let you look at it later. Okay? So if you turn to the second week, you'll see that we've got a few things in here. The first one is the 10 most wanted list, okay? Please read through that. I think you'll find that interesting. But just some ways to help you develop, basically, long story short, 10 people to begin to pray for and ask God to work in their lives, work in their hearts, draw them to Himself. You can just sit it down anywhere. That'd be great. Thank you, Kev. So I know that may even be hard. Because it's like, I'm not even sure if I know 10 people that aren't Christians. But do your best. And one of the things I like that this sheet says is that, see this as something that you do for the rest of your life. And I'll give a brief testimony. After I became a Christian, gosh, I guess it's been 30 years now, or almost, I began to pray for two people in particular. One was one of my best friends, Brett, and the other one was my dad. And so Brett, I got to lead to Christ when I was in college. And I used to pray for him every day, you know, tried to be faithful to pray for him every day. So I got to lead him to Christ when I was in college. The other one was my dad, who I believe just recently, at age 84, became a believer. So, and I never ever thought my dad would come to faith in Christ. So the Lord is good and faithful and can do anything. So start to find your top 10 folks. You know, it could be a neighbor, it could be relatives, friends. In fact, it gives you on the backside, whom should I choose? And I love one of the things it says is basically choose crazy people that you never would believe would become a Christian. I think God will answer these prayers, and one of the reasons and one of the ways He'll answer it is to show you and to build your faith. Show me and to build my faith. Like my dad. Nowhere close to. In fact, he shared, and I'll tell y'all this, he's real sick. We've actually called in a hospice doctor to be with him. We're not sure if he's in that stage yet, but he is very sick, and we're trying to determine that. That's one of the things the doctor's trying to find out. But he shared with me the other night, and my son, my oldest son, he said, you know, I think about, he said Briarwood Church, and when he says Briarwood, he's actually meaning all churches, basically. But he said, you know, Briarwood and the church, he said, I used to tell your mom how much I couldn't stand the church and how much I thought it was a bad thing that you guys were involved over there. He said, but now I really see how good it was and how much good has come from it. So that to hear my dad say that really is remarkable, and it's a work of the Lord. So God's good, and he can reach anybody, you know. So don't be shy of putting people on your top 10 list that you think there's no way that person would become a Christian, because my dad would have been at the top of my there's no way he would become a Christian list, and sure enough, he has. So praise God for that. But I would just encourage you, and you may just have one person initially. You may have five people. But the main thing is that you want to be praying for these people, praying and lifting them up and before the throne of God and asking God to do a work in their heart. Because ultimately, if God doesn't do the work, nobody becomes a Christian. And so beseech, you know, what does the Lord say? The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. And then what does He tell us to do? Beseech the Lord of the harvest. Pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest, right? So He's saying, yes, people need to go and share and talk to Him about Christ, but He's saying more importantly, or first importance, we need to be praying for Him. So that's what we're hoping to do with the top 10 list. Really want to encourage you to fill in that list, okay? And the next thing I'm just going to mention to you, how to transition into spiritual conversations. Just read through that. I think that'll be helpful and edifying to you and encouraging to you. Read through that, how to transition. And you know, let me know if you find anything that you think is really encouraging or applicable next week. The next little sheet is just a little blurb, a little article that I had, a little blurb by somebody on how to be natural when you're having a conversation with people about the Lord. You know, we're not robots. It's not a programmed. It's talking to them about your faith. And it's just a comfortable. And that's one of the reasons why I love Rich Life, because it's not a monologue. It's a dialogue. You're trying to involve them in your conversation. So read that. I think that short little article will help you. And then the next page are, again, sort of some questions to help people, help you to get to a position where you can talk to people about Christ. And ultimately, all this is doing is just helping you to feel comfortable and figure out ways that you can steer a conversation toward Christ. Wandering Questions from Doug Pollock. Great book, by the way. It's called God Space by Doug Pollock, who is really influenced by Campus Outreach, ironically. And it says that in the back of his book. And I actually called him, talked to him about it. But that's a great book called God Space. And really the long and short of that whole book is, how do we create space for you in a relationship with someone to have the opportunity to talk to them about God? Okay? Yes, sir. Yeah.
You're about the 10 most wanted?
Yeah.
If you could look up on the internet, Howard Hendricks. I can't remember the name this is called. Just put impossible list. And he talks about he had a group of people that were most unlikely to come to Christ and agree to pray for them. And just listen to them.
That's awesome.
And see what happens. And I want to give a shout out to my group tonight. They by themselves went and shared the Rich Life with 5 Indian chapters.
Wow.
Set up on the side. They did it tonight with the Rich Life.
That's awesome. Praise the Lord. Good job. All right, so I want to wrap up because I know we're late, but just I'm going to leave it up to you guys to read through and study the material. And then next week what we'll probably do next week is I'll teach at the beginning just when everybody gets here. I'll try to get us into groups. I'll do a quick teaching, and then we'll get us to go out. I think that might be the easier way to do it. Yes, sir.
Why do we have about 10 copies?
I don't know. I think my secretary who did this, I don't think I gave her real clear. She might have thought that it was more than one. I gave her a stack and I said, and here's what I said to her. I said, just use these. They're already printed. And she took it and she printed all of them, and it's like 20 of the same thing. So maybe you can give it to somebody else. I did want to share one cool thing, interesting thing that I think happened tonight. We went and shared down at UAB, and we met Mateo, right? Am I saying that right? Mateus. Somebody you know. Okay, so we need you to follow up. Okay, so we didn't make any significant headway, but we got to share the Bridge to Life with them. Ali and Gu, a married couple. I think Ali's in your curriculum at UAB. So he's Muslim, right? But it was a great conversation with him. Very nice. Love to invite them back to dinner. Maybe they would come to dinner. And we will pay for it. You just come see me, they're in. But I just thought that was God's kindness and divinity to orchestrate us meeting somebody. Because he said the field that he was in, I said, you know, I met somebody recently that said, wait a minute, he's in our class. So please. Wonderful. All right. Well, let me close this in a word of prayer. Please fill out, team leaders, if you'd fill out your blue card, that'll be helpful for us. And we'll take some time maybe next week to also share a little bit. All right, let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you so much for the opportunities that we've had to talk to people about you and about the good news of your gospel. Thank you, Lord Jesus, how you saved us. Lord, we pray for each person that we shared with tonight that you'd continue to just remind them of what was said. Remind them of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, speak to them. Do something. Send others to minister the gospel to them. Please draw them to yourself. And Father, as we begin to cultivate and develop our top 10 list, God, give us those names that you want on this list. And then remind us to pray for them. But God, may your spirit move and work in a powerful way. And may the good news of the gospel be presented to each of them. And would you draw them to yourself? Lord, we love you. Thank you for saving us. And thank you for our time together tonight. I pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.